You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
All right.
It's not Mike Jones.
No, this is CCR. I love me some CCR.
Oh, I mean, it's cool, but this is definitely not tipping on faux foes.
Can we even play that on this station? Like,
sure.
I think tipping? Yeah, I think I have to find the censored version.
Sure. Yeah, with Paul Wall, the people's champ, my chain light up like a lamp.
Intercontinental title. I remember that was the coolest part about Paul Wall. He had the Intercontinental belt with him.
At some point?
No, in the video, on the still tipping video. That's what he's, yeah.
All right, basketball. We have two teams locked into their conference finals matchup. One that was known a couple days ago in the Boston Celtics, but I want to talk about the newest team in the conference finals. That is your Dallas Mavericks going to the conference finals for the second time in 3 years. They beat the Oklahoma City. They come back against the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, it was a great game.
It was a great game. Great finish. Back and forth. They were trading buckets towards the end of that fourth quarter, which was fun to see. And then, of course, ended on free throws, which everybody loves to see that. But don't foul, Shy. Don't foul. Or is it Shea?
I think it's Shea.
It's Shea. Or just go SGA. Makes your life easier.
Yes, it does. But Dallas Mavericks, they get the win. They're going to the conference finals for the second time in 3 years. And the first time ever with this iteration of Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. And they're role players. I mean, this is a completely different team, it seems like, outside of Luka. And it was 3 years ago. I mean, P.J. Washington getting buckets for them. Derek Lively, the rookie, setting his all-time high for rebounds,
team.
Like 15 rebounds last night.
It's a big dunk at the end of that game, too, to put him on the line. That was huge.
The Mavericks, they have been very impressive this year. And wouldn't you know it, it's what a concept when your star players get to play together with each other as much as Kyrie and Luka did. We saw, I mean, one of the problems with the Nets a few years ago when Kyrie was on this team, like, you could not get those three dudes on the court.
There was always something injury-wise. Yeah.
My God. So whether that would have been, you know, whether they would have done better if they had those guys consistently, I don't know. But patience is a virtue with this Mavericks team, man. They made the move last year to get Kyrie. It did not work out to start. And this is very similar to the Timberwolves making that move for Gobert last year. It was like, the trade happens, you give up a lot for it, and it doesn't really pay off its dividends right away, so then everybody starts to question whether it was worth it. Well, it was worth it, because Kyrie Irving, now a unreal 14-0 in closeout games, which is an NBA record. With and then they told me on the radio broadcast last night who had that record before him, and it was Robert Horry, and I was like, okay, well, you know, did he really close those games out?
He did.
A couple of them he did. A couple of them he did.
It's like five or six that he did.
I was
going to
say,
you know,
at least himself. Yeah, at least five or six.
I don't know about five or six. Maybe
I can think of five or six instances where Robert Horry ended the series.
I can think of three times against the Blazers.
He did it once against Houston.
He did once against the Blazers.
He did one as Houston, one as a Laker.
He did three as a Laker, because we forget the shot at the top of the key from in Sacramento to win that game against them, to pretty much end that series. He did the one against, same, I think, want to say the next year against the Blazers, corner pocket, you know, to knock out the Blazers.
Was that the Memorial Day? I don't think that was Ori that year. You're talking about like the early 2000s.
We played the Lakers in the first round.
Yes.
Oh, you're saying Lakers. I thought you were saying the Spurs.
No, we played the Lakers in the first round.
No, it was Robert a three-game series, yeah.
When he played for Detroit, we forget, he had the... Or excuse me, for San Antonio, he had the three-pointer that put them up in game
seven
or whatever it was. And then he had the big dunk over Rasheed Wallace or Ben Wallace, one of those two. Right. Either way, and here's the cold part, Joe, kind of to what you're saying is, you know, when the deal with Minnesota happened and they get Gobert, it didn't work the first year. It's a failure, right?
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The Heat get together with LeBron, D. Wade, and Bosch. They don't win the first year. It's a failure. You know, they get Kyrie in Dallas. Doesn't work the first. Sometimes I can only think of maybe one instance, and that's that Celtics team in 2008
where you put guys together and they
win instantly.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's the only other time I can think of a team being put together like that. Even when the Heat got Shaq, it took a year for them to be able to figure out exactly how to play together. And then once they did, resulted in the championship. So sometimes these things take time. And the one great thing about Kyrie and what he's doing for Dallas is he's taken a step back and really become their best perimeter defender. Like, if you look at how hard he's working on defense and the fact that he's poking balls away and that he's you know, playing great on-ball defense, like, this is something that we haven't seen from him, you know, throughout the years. He's finally become that leader that he thought he was going to be when he left Cleveland for Boston.
What a career arc for Kyrie Irving at this point, man. From where he was a year ago and what was happening with him before getting traded to Dallas, like, my God, to where now people are saying about his post-game interview, press conference, like, man, Kyrie, what a professional. It was like, damn.
And the whole part, he's always been relatively professional. I mean, the whole Amazon thing rubbed a lot of people, you know, incredibly wrong. But Kyrie, for the most part, has never said anything bad about another player or coach or
no, just an entire race
else,
of people.
You know what I mean?
The earth is flat.
I mean, and I'm saying not staying outside of that because I don't want to dismiss that part or anything. But I'm saying Kyrie has never been like a menace like that to the league. So his answers during post games and things of that nature have always been basketball related. And so, I mean, I think finally he's kind of coming to that point to where he knows he doesn't have to be 30 points a night and one-on-one every single time. I can play defense. I can do some other stuff to help this team win. And this is the best we've seen this Dallas team look, really, since Luka's been there.
And yeah. credit to the Mavericks for not, I mean, we've been saying it all postseason, not really just leaning on those two guys, but putting a complete team together, actually getting in role players. PJ Washington, you mentioned, having a huge series.
Daniel Gafford.
Yeah, Daniel Gafford starting out the game a lot of these
starting
times.
Starting out the series, like, really killing, man.
Well, and it's literally been, like, the first three or four buckets a lot of these games just to Gafford in the middle to try and get the offense going and kind of throw the other guys off. And then that, you got former Blazer Derrick Jones Jr. hitting some big shots, making some big blocks.
Dude, and he that's one of those things where maybe we can talk about it, you know, next Sundays with Derrick Jones. Like, was that a just bad timing? He wasn't ready yet as a Blazer, because it didn't really work in Chicago, but man, he has been amazing for this Dallas Mavericks team this year.
I think it's just more playing really good at the right time, but we can dive into that.
Yeah,
so less expectation for him at this point, you know, on any team. That's what I think. And for Dallas, you just got to go out there and do something good. You know, for the Blazers, I think they asked him to do too much.
So the Mavericks, they beat the Thunder. And they win the series. Thunder, still young, still got a lot of great pieces on that team. Whether they keep them all or try to make another, make a move to maybe get some veteran help on there, or they just keep this core intact, we'll see. But the Thunder, they will be back.
I think you keep them intact. This is the first year that you've actually got a chance to see what this team can do, and they happen to finish with the best record in the Western Conference. Yeah, I think you let them mature as a team, and then see what you can do after that.
Minus Josh Giddey, yeah.
Yeah, I think, and it wasn't a great series for Giddey matchup-wise, so whether he's a part of this team going forward or not, I don't know what his rookie contract is like, if it's on the last one, but the Thunder, they'll be all right. As long as they got Shea, as long as they got Chet, as long as they got Jalen Williams, the better Jalen Williams of the two, because there is two, and we still can't figure out what to call each of them. The other Jalen Williams with a basket, and he passes it to the other Jalen Williams.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.